The ruling came last August in a case in Palatine, Illinois, where a man successfully sued the police department for including personal information on a parking ticket placed on his car windshield. It's prompted several Wisconsin police departments to refuse to release the names of people who've been arrested. Bill Leaders of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council says this is an overreaction that could prevent the public from finding out who's been arrested for a wide variety of crimes.
We have a situation now where there is such a thing as a secret arrest in the state of Wisconsin, where police can literally arrest a person, deprive them of their liberty, and not reveal their name. That is intolerable.
The ruling was written to deter stalkers and identity thieves. Madison Assistant City Attorney Roger Allen says it's prompted some increased redaction of personal information by the Madison Police Department.
If you want a police report or an accident report in Madison, you come to our police department, you will get the name and identity of the person who's been arrested. What you won't get is the things that can assist either a stalker or a person bent on identity theft.
That includes social security numbers, date of birth, and home address. But Allen says other jurisdictions are going further in their efforts to redact information. A newspaper in the northwestern Wisconsin city of New Richmond is challenging the increased redaction of personal information by the police department there. The suit brought by the New Richmond News says the practice violates the state's open records laws. That case is pending before a federal judge in Madison. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.